This is the call of the Crave. The sound that tells you it's time to go to White Castle. And it can happen anytime. Like your son's first bike ride.
Dad, look, I'm doing it.
I got you, buddy. Keep going.
Dad? Dad? Dad!
Follow your Crave to White Castle and get 10 cheese sliders for just $7.99. With your choice of American, cheddar, or jalapeno cheese. White Castle. Follow your Crave. Limited time only at participating castles. Tax not included.
Off the ball. GAA.
The story out there was that they were the tough team, Tipperary. They were the team all the steel. Of course, we were kind of the aristocrats, the team with all the skill.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I suppose, John, firstly, I'll just ask, obviously, back off the training camp in Portugal, how did you get on over there?
Yeah, got on fine. It was tough going. Now we'd 4 or 5 days over there. Training was good, training was intense, but I suppose we got that. I think the management team got the balance right in terms of we were able to train hard, but then get those few hours off to relax, let the bodies recover and let the minds recover. And yeah, it was nice to get out to Portugal, just a different setting. And I think it was a very beneficial camp, yeah.
As things go though, I don't think the weather was too dissimilar from here, was it?
No, well, the first day was rough enough. After that, it was actually quite hot, so yeah.
Some difficult games near the end of the league campaign, obviously. What was the main focus, I suppose, for you guys going into those ones? Obviously knowing that there wasn't a place in the final to be played, but obviously needing to get ready for the Leinster Championship.
Yeah. I suppose coming into the Tipperary match, we still had stuff to play for. So that was the focus for that was fair. It was quite simple, really, was to go out and beat Tip, but unfortunately we didn't do that. And then I suppose the Limerick one. Regardless of, I suppose, when the match is or what you have to play for, you're representing Kilkenny, so the external stuff doesn't really matter. It's all about, I suppose, how we play and how we represent the county. And the preparation wasn't that indifferent, and thankfully we went out and bet Limerick, so it was nice to get that win, I suppose, to end the league on a high. Yeah,
I suppose you've been very vocal, obviously, all the time talking about playing for Kilkenny, and even more so in obviously recent years, saying that when you play for Kilkenny, every day is important. It's probably more so important when you're leading out the team as a captain into their first Leinster Championship now.
Yeah, sure, 100%. Yeah, if I'm the so-called leader or captain or whatever you want to call it, it's important that you lead by your actions, really. And I suppose even though you don't realise it, you're, I suppose, a role model to all the young boys and young girls, I suppose, within the county. And if you don't conduct yourself right, you're the role models they have to look to. So if you don't conduct yourself right, as I said, it's disappointing, really. Yeah.
I suppose kind of going back, obviously, to the league campaign and focusing on those last few games, realistically the mindset would have shifted towards the Leinster Championship pretty early on there, would it?
Towards the end of the league?
Yeah.
Not really, I don't think so, no, because you're still playing the league, and I suppose the Leinster Championship is always in the back of your head, I suppose. But we were fully focused on the league and who we had to play there, and I suppose once the league finished, then we knew our next competition was the Leinster, and then I suppose the minute we went to Portugal, it was fully focused on the Leinster Championship and who we were going to come up against. Yeah.
It's not an easy competition this year by any stretch of the imagination, the Leinster Championship. Is there a game that sticks out to you that'll be particularly interesting, or one that you're really looking forward to getting stuck into?
Sure, just Galway now in 2 weeks. That's the only one that matters. We've Galway in 2 weeks. It'll be 100% focused on Galway, and then when that finishes, come the Saturday evening, Sunday morning, it's focused on Antrim then, who we have the Sunday after. And it's just game by game, and I know it's probably a boring answer, but it literally is game by game. Every team in Leinster is capable of beating anyone. So it's just fully focused on every match and taking every match as it comes. Yeah.
I suppose it's lucky for me that obviously the Galway match is the first one up, because that'll be the one that a lot of Kilkenny fans will be focusing in on. Obviously the last time they came to Nolan Park, they clinched that victory here. It's a chance for a bit of revenge, is it?
Sure, some people will call it revenge maybe, yeah, but I don't know. I think I said in an interview there a few minutes ago that there's, I suppose, a really great respect between the two counties, and we're just looking forward to it. I don't know if revenge or anything comes into it, because you put so much energy into just performing that you don't really have time for thinking about, I suppose, stuff like that. Last year we drew up in Salt Hill, so yeah, we're just looking forward to it now. It should be a great game for, I suppose, the neutral, but, you know, hopefully we can put in a performance enough, good enough to win.
I suppose the one thing from Kilkenny this year that's been really interesting to see is the sort of the diversity of play of a lot of players. They can slot into different positions. I mean, Fiona McKessie is a perfect example of this, coming into the side, being able to play up forward, being able to play in the back, a lot of stuff like that. Is that sort of the mentality that Kilkenny now have, is obviously wanting to get players that can really slot into multiple positions so that there is no way to kind of predict how you line out?
Maybe, yeah. Probably have to ask the manager now for his plans on that now. But, yeah, like, I think like when we went down to 12 players here against Tip, I actually ended up playing wing back for a few minutes, which is a position I haven't played in since probably under 10 or under 12. So like, it's just about adapting, and no matter where you are on the pitch, you just have to go out and I suppose play that role as best you can, really. And like you mentioned Fionnán there, he was wing back against Clare. He's been up in the forwards there recently. So yeah, I suppose I'm only guessing here now, but maybe the management are just looking at lads and maybe kind of seeing can they I suppose playing in various positions, as, like you said.
Is wing back a position you'd like to go back to?
No, I'll stay well away from that. No, not.
Perfect. Well, John, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure and best of luck.
Yeah, thanks a million. Thank you.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now. This week on Diverted.
Do you pop saving? Do you do that or...
So when I return to Ireland, I will have €0.
This week, we're going to Chile.
¿Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español?
Well, mi español es muy mal.
Es como el inglés mío.
Yeah.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian football club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted on Off the Ball.